Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We're going through the journey of putting in Sun-Run Solar. And if you want to know how about Sun-Run Solar, do contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, and Michelle. She's an expert on it. And our contact guy is Memphis. He travels all over the country. Sun-Run is the best system out there, and there's several reasons why. Number one, you want the top solar panels. You want the replacement. They actually go bad in, say, 6 or 8 or 10 years. You want the top-notch inverters. And by the way, not little separate ones, but big guys. And you have to use protection around them. If you're inside your home, you're going to use a magnetic protection for inside the home, and so that it's not going to be exposed to the elements. What is that material called? Because we originally had ordered it and had to ship it back because they told us later, oh, no, we're putting the inverters outside, and there's not going to be two, there'll be three, so we have to order a solid material sheet to shield against the magnetic field once they use my magnetic field testing device to measure how strong it is, because when you're exposed to magnetic and electrical pollution, that's why in the home we're going to need inverters, blockers, called Stetzer blockers from Mr. Stetzer, who traveled to Russia to research what they were doing in Russia for blocking low-frequency electro pollution. And it turns out these low-frequency electro pollutions are identical to the atomic resonance of essential minerals that run and activate your enzymes and your messenger RNA. So electrical pollution is a gene silencer. It turns off your genes. Bad news, isn't it? And people don't get this. And, you know, I want to simplify it that gene silencing is going to make your day ruined, but it also ruins the bees. Beeheimer's disease, we call it, or colony collapse disorder, is caused primarily by gene silencing in bees, by interfering with their ability to even navigate, because they look at the torsion field of the magnetosphere of the Earth, and they navigate with that in the position of the sun. That's where they do a little figure of eight, little bee dance with their little bee butts. And the fact is, with human beings, when you start silencing genes, you're going to get cancer, heart disease, break down your blood-brain barrier. As I stated, it's a co-toxicity of, say, aspartame with diketo piperazine, methyl alcohol, and formaldehyde. And Mr. John McInsane, I changed his name, by the way, putting a cell phone at the side of his head all day long, and I can guarantee you that that tumor grew his glioblastoma in his frontal lobes on the exact same side as he had his cell phone. 300% higher risk of getting a tumor on the dominant side with your right hand, if it's your right hand or left hand, is pretty damn good proof that cell phones are co-toxic with other things like drinking 10 Diet Colas a day and chewing a diet gum or whatever. So what is that material, what's it called, that blocks inside the house? What's it called?
The what in the house?
The material blocks the magnetic field of the inverters in the house.
Well, we've got a couple of them, but it's a little bit based on what the reading comes out.
Well, let's say it's a strong reading, because these are big buggers. But they were going to put 40 giant solar panels on our roof, and we have a big roof. We have our home is about 5,000 square feet, so, and we have a 6,000 square
feet. It's actually going to be dictated by how much current they're moving.
Right, so it's I think we got the data to you on how much current. It's a lot of current. And it turns out it's not going to be two inverters, it's going to be three, but they're going to put them outside, so we need to order a different material, so we had to ship back what you did cut. I thought it was a whole roll, but you said it's not. Boy, was it heavy. This blocks the magnetic field, and if you don't block it, it'll carry up to about 30 or 40 feet, won't it?
It certainly will. And yeah, especially power lines, that's where you get to up to 45 sometimes.
Right. Now, the problem is that these low frequencies are really dangerous, too, so you need inverters in your home, because the inverters themselves, even if you shield the magnetic field, they're going to dump dirty electricity back into your home, and it's going to actually cause what's called resonant entrainment. It'll entrain wires in your home. It'll entrain electronics. In fact, that's what the problem with smart meters is, they set up entrainment frequencies in your home that can actually cause fires in the wires in your home or on power lines. In fact, PG&E were not just into trouble because they wouldn't move the power lines away from areas of chaparral and clean away the dust. It's because smart grid itself actually generates sparks and fires.
That's right.
You don't need a directed energy weapon, you know, space-based weapon, shooting a beam from space. You simply need stupid power lines and smart grid, and you're going to get fires, aren't you?
That you are. And we've seen multiple reports of smart meters causing fires and starting on fire.
And appliances going on fire. And by the way, because the engineers are smart and they're Canadian up in Saskatchewan and they don't have all these lobby groups like in America, you remember the District of Criminals, or D.C., has so many lobbyists. That's why it's the richest place on earth to live is in D.C. If you want to see fabulous homes, fly and drive to the District of Criminals. You like that, D.C. District of Criminals? Pretty funny.
That's a good one.
So, what's it? Now, the solid material, what's that material called again? The one that's the solid sheets. You can form into a box.
So, if your readings are anywhere from 0 milligauss up to about 850 milligauss, we need to use a high permeability, low saturation. This is called magnetic shielding foil. It's a type of mu metal.
Right.
If you have higher readings.
Now, mu metal is interesting. You make a mu metal box. I've got an interesting thing to ask you to see if I can test your knowledge. You make a mu metal box and put an animal or an insect inside it. What do you think happens to the animal if you feed it and let it defecate and clean out the box and so on? But you keep the animal in the box. What do you think happens after a period of, say, a month?
Well, considering you're going to be shielding part of Earth's magnetic field,
yeah,
they're not going to be in good shape.
What do you think? What kind of shape are they going to get? First off, if they don't die right away, they're going to get obese. You can test blood tests, and they start to get all kinds of things, like, for example, heart failure, mitochondrial failure, all kinds of bad stuff, because the Schumann resonance of the Earth actually shoves electrons to the outer orbital, so your telomeres talk to your ion channels and turn on genes. So you start getting gene silencing, not from the electrical pollution, but from the fact that you don't have the Schumann resonance of the Earth stimulating electrical activity and telomeres at the end of your chromosomes talking to your ion channels to turn on your genes. So this is why the Russians in their space station, their international space station, we call the international, it's really Russian, has to have a Schumann resonance generator in the space station, or within roughly 10 days your genes start to be silenced. And if you were in there for months, you'd die. You wouldn't just have a bad day, you'd die.
Yeah, that's an end.
Yeah, so in other words, we are Earthlings. Without the actual Schumann resonance of the Earth, we cease to be Earthlings, which is not a good thing, which means you cease to be in the mortal world of the living. Now, on the other side, we're doing a big experiment with 327 million guinea pigs in America. We're exposing them now to 5G network everywhere, smart grid, cell phones with higher and higher energy, dirty electricity dumping into their home because they wouldn't bring it back to the power station and neutralize it, which they could. They could bring the power lines back, all that electrical pollution, block it at different sites throughout their system. So while electrical pollution is occurring, they get blocked before it goes to your neighbor's house or your house. But they don't, because they haven't been caught yet. And when you ask questions, like when I ask questions of the Power Corporation, San Diego Gas and Electric, they tried to be smartasses with Dr. Deagle. Not a nice thing to do. With my Viking ancestry and my Hebrew ancestry, I tore a medical legal rip in their arguments like unbelievable. What do you mean you just want to delay putting in a smart meter? I said, you missed that class in grade 2 or 3 when you learned the word never. they couldn't believe it. They thought, you're just making that up. I said, no. I said, if you come try to put a smart meter on my house, I'm coming out armed and dangerous. You're threatening us? I said, no, I'm guaranteeing it. You do not put a smart meter on my house. You do not put anything toxic on my property. I said, when the damn thing was put on, I went from moderately bad insomnia to 45 minutes sleep a night. Now, I'm a relative insomniac. I don't need much sleep. Thank God I get enough now to keep myself healthier by taking supplements. But smart meters are, if you want to know what the first symptom of smart meter exposure, it's insomnia and agitation, isn't it?
That is, normally that's what we hear.
Yeah, you hear down in some United States, they might have all kinds of other salad bills. So when I have a pain here or there, or something else happened, or that shoves them into heart failure, they all of a sudden turn frankly diabetic. But the most psychological symptom is agitation and insomnia. Okay, so we have meters. In fact, I just got one little magnetic meter, so when my guys come from Sunrun Solar, they're going to set up my system. And they do a beautiful job. Plus, also, you pay a lot less in utility. We're going to be paying about, I think, around 40% or less, our utility bill, and we don't have to rely on San Diego Gas and Electric. We're still connected because we're going to dump power back into the grid, which is good for our neighbors in not building nuclear power plants or gas plants. But we have batteries and we have a 20-kilowatt generator, so guess what? We're prepping up. But if you want to prep up, go to Sunrun Solar, go contact us. We'll help you, me or Michelle, to how to get in touch with Memphis and get things rolling.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So we're going over some details. Sunrun Solar is going to put in a system here now with all the approvals in probably the next few weeks. And they're going to put our inverters outside, so we're going to have a solid material sheet that will be cut and made a box around three, not two inverters, three inverters. They'll stop that magnetic flux, if you want to call it field, to be on the outside wall of our warehouse, so it wouldn't affect, and also our guest bedroom, which is not too far, 20 feet away from it. But also we're going to make sure that we have an adequate number of stessorizers. I'm going to go around the house with my stessor meter and check to see all my plugs once the system's installed, because the smart meter, the solar panels, so their inverters are going to dump back dirty electricity, and you can actually see the number. If the number starts to take off, you start to plug in the stessor. Capacitor grabber, so it'll grab all this low-frequency pollution. I tell people we need the meter kit. And you've got a really inexpensive meter kit that actually all the things. In fact, I have one component here, which is a magnetic component to measure the magnetic fields, because they have all the other things already.
That's right.
What people should understand, there's a consequence to living in an electromagnetic cage, isn't there?
There is. If you're talking about the full shielding room, if you shield everything on all sides, you're going to trap any signal that wins. So you can't bring a cell phone into there now, which is why you've got a canopy. You never bring a cell phone into there, because that signal is just going to bounce back and forth. You're going to be overexposed, and it's not going to be doing what you need that canopy to do. Or, you know, if you shield the whole wall.
Right.
Now, in your situation...
I'm probably just going to put it around the box of the inverters is what we'll do.
Yeah, in your situation, we're going to have to create that, but the size that you make is going to be the key. Okay? We do need to make sure that we are getting you the right size pieces here. You might have to make a box that goes over the inverter that's a bit bigger than the inverter. And
right.
The key is that meter. That meter, when you get that high reading, you move it left, you move it right, you move it up, you move it down. You've got to see how big the field is. That's the key to all of it. If you make a shield that's too small, because the magnetic field is always in movement, it's just going to wrap around it.
Exactly. In other words, you need to take your magnetic field testing equipment and see how far that magnetic field goes up before you decide, you know, where you, how big you're going to make the box, right?
That's right. That's right. And in almost every case, we're looking at a box that's going to be a little bit larger.
Right. Now, what people don't understand is that the government and DARPA and our advanced military has all kinds of special scalar weapons for the battlefield. Let me describe a battle of, say, 2030, 11 years from now. Could be happening sooner because we have a lot of stuff already. Battle of the future is remotely operated robots, not warriors actually on the battlefield, drones directly connected by mind link, so you can actually control the drone from thought, and scalar weapons, so if you actually happen to be human flesh in the battlefield, they can scramble your DNA or liquefy your liver or insert thoughts into your brain and make you have a seizure and faceplant. People said, oh, no, they can't do that. I said, you know what? You're not facing the music. We're into the 21st century now. Things are changing very dramatically. It's not like the Civil War or World War One or Two. You're not going to just die of a bullet. You're not going to die just of a bomb. You're going to die or get very, very sick. In fact, it's better to make people sick rather than kill them, because if you take care of sick people, it immobilizes the troops and your ability to operate more than if you kill someone. Someone dead in the battlefield is actually less of a liability than someone sick, isn't it?
That it is.
Now, if you're military, like I've been taking care of military for 4 decades, you get aware of this because the guys tell you that, and they all tell you, whether it's Vietnam or Korean War or Gulf One, Gulf Two, whatever. And so you're in a battlefield right now. You're in an informational battlefield in your home. You realize that the intel agencies are trying to shove down your throat. I just saw some recent stuff that there is this lady, Murillo, that's an activist in Google to try to get out called Voto Latino. Well, you have to understand, you're under informational attack. You're under electromagnetic attack, you're under financial attack, you're under demineralized food attack, you're under toxic, you know, genetically modified food attack, you're getting toxic vaccines, you and your kids. We wonder why people are getting sick. And then you have the co-toxicity of electropollution added on top of all this other crap. And you've got radiotoxins in your body because we're still downwind of the tailpipe of Fukushima Daiichi. Now, if you're describing coming to the world as a tourist stop in the galaxy, a lot of beings from other worlds say, yeah, I'm not going there, man. I don't want to get exposed to all that stuff. But we live in it, okay? So you got to remediate your home as much as you can. You got to reduce it in your business. And you got to protect yourself by not having cell phones directly on your head. That's one of the things I have right in front of me, is one of your nice air tube headphone sets. So when I use my cell phone, if I'm not on speaker mode, I can put these little air tubes in, and I can actually talk to somebody, and I'm not frying my brain at the same time I'm talking to them with my earbuds in. Real nice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Great. I've got one myself, and honestly, I've got my phone in a very heavily shielded pouch that I built myself from our fabric, and I carry it around in my pocket with the air tube running up my shirt and my ear, and if it rings, I hear it in the air tube, and there's a button right on the little microphone piece. I push the button and it answers the call, and I never have to touch my phone.
Well, you know what it is? You're electro spoiled. That's what another tagline for LSEMF. You're electro spoiled. You use electricity, but you treat it with respect.
I do. You know, it also helps being an electrician in the past. I have quite the respect for electricity.
Yeah.
If you ask you once, you learn.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, isn't it? If you've been an electrician or you've worked around high-tension power lines or seen the things like X-ray tubes and other high-tension high-power equipment like a CT scan, you realize these things are powerful, and if you don't treat them with respect, they're going to get you.
Yeah.
What other major things would you like to talk about today in terms of products that you have available? Because it's important for people to understand, LSEMF is an amazing superstore for all the electropollution, also for our UV light. If you're going outside now, the ultraviolet light's a lot stronger than it was 20, 25 years ago. When I was a kid, I was outside all day long. I mean, once in a while, gets to the sunburn in the middle of the summer, but most of the time, nowadays, you can actually get fried pretty fast, even midday, just for relatively short periods of time. Cataracts, cancer, etc. You also need to be aware of radiation. If you're, unfortunately, downwind of a nuclear reactor, you need to be checking your radiation levels. I have a couple radiation detectors, one in our bedroom, that we obtained for you guys.
Yeah.
And it's very accurate. And it tells you, rate, you know, counts per minute. And I can tell from day to day when we're getting a big surge of radiation coming in from Fukushima, because the San Onofre plant, which is 12 lineal miles away on the other side of Finland Marine Corps base, is not releasing radiation. It's in a kind of backup mode, and it's got minimal activity going on. So whenever I see surges of radiation, I know we're getting a blast from Japan, about 5,500 kilometers away.
That's right, that's right. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we don't have to for, but for a lot of those, we've at least got the meters, so you know what's going on. And, I mean, we've even gotten, one of our meters was for sale for 180 for a long time. It's down to 99.95 right now. You'll find it right on our special page.
Well, that's good. Probably sold enough of them, you're getting a better price now. And people are starting to become aware that, you know, the government's not going to do anything about it. Even Donald Trump, I don't see TEPCO's an umbrella company. All the service companies that could fix Fukushima are not Japanese, they're American. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So you don't hear any politicians saying, repenting and saying we need to fix Fukushima, even though we're in the tailpipe of this mess. So go to Let's EMF and get help with electro pollution and live well electrically.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and we are waiting to see if we can talk to Tony about Nutridyne. And, of course, it's the only Tesla-activated monatomic iodine. Don't believe all the lies that anybody else has an iodine that is like this. They don't. It's the Edgar Cayce monatomic plasma iodine that can displace fluoride, chlorine, bromide, regenerate your mitochondria, stimulate 5' deiodinase, resurrect your energetics of your cell, your ATP and NADH levels, high-energy molecules, kill all known pathogens, Lyme disease, spirochetes, viruses, Zika virus, etc., and fungi, parasites, and at the same time, it's non-toxic. And you don't need very much. A pregnant woman, 4 to 5 drops twice a day in water. Just make sure the baby doesn't have hypothyroidism. If you're trying to fix the body in terms of hypothyroidism, you need 4 or 5 drops twice a day. If you have a serious pathogen, 15 drops in water 3 times a day for the first few weeks, drop to half that dosage. It doesn't take very much. And you can dilute it. I don't tell people to put it directly into a body cavity, but you can dilute it in water and spray it on an area like a burn or an infection. You can put directly on things like fungal infections, your toenails, and so on. So it's very unique. It's our number one selling nutraceutical product is Nutridyne. And it's no wonder. Pretty soon it's going to have its twin brother, of course, which is the amazing Red Deer Velvet DR. We're working on some other nutraceuticals down the line that are going to be very unique as well. And of course the research has flowered in terms of epigenetic frequency therapy. We have our antenna systems available. You have to have a consult though to get one now, because we have to make sure we give you the specific peptides, Red Deer Velvet, and all the nutraceuticals to work to get the optimal regenerative effect. Now, lots of things are going on today as the superstorm is going to start striking. It was reduced to Category 2 storm, this big storm Florence hitting the southeast United States. But what people should start to understand, that this storm could have been turned away, and it's not. So it's down to it's stalling on the coast. The real danger of this problem is that it stalls and sits there and keeps on hitting and hitting and hitting, dropping more and more rain. So the massive amount of the eye wall dropping that rain is going to cause a lot of problems. Not just the high winds, which are reduced to 105 miles an hour, still pretty bad, with surges to about 127 miles an hour. But people are really not prepared, you know, even living along the coast, but even further inland. This goes 50, 60, 80, 100 miles inland and just dumps rain for 3 or 4 days. It's going to cause a lot of trouble. So we need to start thinking about superstorms because they're going to be more common just because of the change in the climate of the Earth from methane hydrates released from the Earth itself. And also steering weather storms. In other words, we can steer these and steer them away, or they can be a form of weather warfare. So we need to be aware of that. I talked this morning to Deborah Tavares, and Deborah told me that she did a YouTube video with Carrie Castillo from the Project Camelot, and she put it up on YouTube. They got about 80,000 hits in a very short period of time, but the problem is YouTube brought it down. And of course, humorously, what they did the other day when I posted a video up for 2 hours and 6 minutes with Cody Snodgrass, the contract CIA munitions expert that turned down blowing up the Murrah building for $1 million, they blocked it at Facebook, saying it had nudity and sexual content. Well, the nudity was the nudity of truth. Maybe there were... It's hard to believe that actually he was just showing the picture of a book or text about a contract munitions expert from Finland in 1998 who was contracting for the Port Authority of New York to blow up the World Trade Center towers because they were sick buildings. They would say there was any degree of nudity or sexual content. There was none. So this is an example of the deep state and the intel agencies trying to control things. We also are going to have the Kavanaugh hearings. I think they delayed the week, the confirmation. That's going to occur very shortly. We have Trump, of course, saying he's going to marshal all the help to help these people. I think Trump should come out clearly on more things. If he talks about the Space Force, we already have weapons and technology to steer storms away so they won't hit the continental United States or our islands like Guam or Puerto Rico. And Trump needs to be more forward on these things. He also needs to now release the FISA documents. I think that's going to come out shortly. And he also needs to start campaigning more vigorously for other people. I saw the latest polls head-to-head between McSally and Kristen Sinema. What a good name. Sin, S-I-N-E, Sinema. And if you look at what she stands for, it's like, are you kidding me? How can any rational American person, male or female, support this person? But yet she's got some pretty significant polls, which tells me that a lot of people don't think, and if they did think, they'd probably die of spontaneous human combustion. It's disturbing. And people get offended by that. How dare you say that against Democrats? They say, well, let's go through exactly what they stand for. Whoa. It's like, you've got to be kidding. So the anti-intellectualism and the arrogance of the left saying, how dare you disagree with me? You know, they don't even want to hear an argument that shows what they're doing is stupid or dangerous. The same thing in healthcare. And so that's why we are trying to provide the best nutraceuticals and testing. So I can send test kits to you anywhere in the world. I can arrange for specific imaging studies. Things like a quantitative electroencephalogram if your kid has ADD. I can arrange for biofeedback to train your cortex of your child. We can give you nutraceuticals and test the organic acids to see if they've actually fixed the problem. It's just amazing all the things we can do that it can do remotely. So I can do remote telemedicine. By the way, here in the next week, I'll have another of the more advanced quantum diagnostic devices. We have the Metatron or Metapathia 120-40-25. And I can either have people fly in and do it right here in my studio in Vista, California. It's a full afternoon project called A Day with Dr. Bill. Or we can do it remotely, and I assume we'll have the biophilia. Now, supposedly, according to the experts who have been building this in China and was in collaboration with some people in Russia, it's the most advanced, but I'll see. I'm going to be testing it out over the next month to see how effective it is. What I've seen so far is pretty darn impressive. We got Tony. Good. Tony, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Dr. Bill?
Good. I want you to start off with your toughest questions you can think of. Edgar Casey, who's a monatomic iodine manufacturing wizard. Tony.
Hey, so I was wondering, you know, this one's for women. Women deal with a lot of hormones, and, you know, it could be due to an imbalance. And, you know, so if women are experiencing anxiety, depression, weight gain, or severe stress, I was wondering, you know, how does Nutridyne help assist in hormone imbalance to correct those problems?
Well, Nutridyne is part of the process of reversing what's called type 2 hypothyroidism. Type 2 hypothyroidism is much more common. And it's the basis of a lot of what we call free radical disease in the body. I'll give an example. When we look at anxiety or depression, or let's say a woman's pregnant, diabetes of pregnancy is tied directly to insulin resistance. And long before insulin resistance happens, you've got free radical problems, specifically with skeletal muscle. When you restore oxidative metabolism to the body, your free radical level drops, your stress hormone levels drops, and you've got more energetic in your cells and tissues, and you're less likely to gain weight. So Neutrodyne does a bunch of things. It fixes the neurotransmitter conversion in the brain. It fixes the thyroid hypothyroidism. It helps to correct type 2 hypothyroidism, which is elevated reverse thyroid hormone that's 5-DIO-nase instead of 5'. And it helps to normalize normal female hormone levels, too. Now, you may need additional things like our transdermal creams, DHEA and pregnenolone, and progesterone creams for females. And you want a transdermal cream because if you take a pill, it's going to get through the liver, and the liver's going to grab it all, and very few little bits going to get through to your ovaries or your peripheral organs, so you get the effects of the hormone. So I like testing. I mean, we can do saliva testing as a number of data points in the month, or testing during the day with 8 data points in a day to determine what's in balance. And, you know, it's not as simple as saying, oh, just give this and that. I had one lady 2 months ago. Her husband and her decided for infertility she wanted to get ovary peptides. Right? Believe it or not. I'm thinking, you got to be kidding. Okay, so I contacted him and said, now, you need a proper consult and you need proper testing. Now, unfortunately, with that particular couple, they haven't yet decided that actually they wanted to proceed because you can't just take ovary peptides and figure you're going to fix it. Well, same thing. Neutrodyne is not the universal wrench. It's going to help a lot with a whole lot of conditions, and it has to be taken in conjunction with transdermal hormones and detoxification and maybe blocking so your body doesn't make bad things like free radicals or convert your female hormone to male, like with hormone synergy. So it's a major, major part of fixing the body's energetic metabolism, detoxifying halides, fluoride, chloride, and bromide. It's why maybe in Ireland they have too much fluoride. They're not disturbed by the fact they're going to cut off all our water supply.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. And so, Tony, you mentioned something about what people take for anxiety or hormone imbalance. Basic background dosage is about 4 or 5 drops twice a day. They'll need to take other supplements with that, like Calm Mind, Brain Mag, and Brain Power, Fenpulsatine. They may need to take other things to help reduce free radicals, like Neutrochala, Cell Detox, Glutathione, Gamma A+, and basically... things like Neutrochala and ultrathiamine B1. With anxiety, they might need also things like our Cognition Plus and Brain Power. The Neutrodyne helps because it helps energetics. We also use other things for energetics, like our NADH tablets and Sports Energy Light. But it's very essential you actually fix the thyroid. And many of the people that need, Neutrodyne are also going to need our mitothyroid. They may need adrenal support, and I like to base it on testing rather than just kind of conjecture. If you test, you can do some of the tests with your local doctor, measuring T4, T3, and reverse T3, but you have to measure the free levels. the more accurate tests too involve measuring other hormones like adrenal hormones, number of data points during the day, because you have a diurnal pattern of day and night changes in cortisol, DHEA, and melatonin. You have to measure all of those specific hormone changes during different times of the day on saliva. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a bit to it. I mean, a lot of people think they want a quick and dirty answer. You have to customize for each person based on their testing. The most common, let's say, female in their 40s or 50s that's just recently postmenopausal, they got both female hormone deficiency, they're hypothyroid, they're all of a sudden starting to gain weight, so now they're turning pre-diabetic. Their insulin resistance has been high for years, but all of a sudden with menopause, it takes off like a rocket. And if they're flipping over to full-blown diabetes, they're going to start showing hemoglobin A1C in their body, high levels of stress hormones of cortisol, and their thyroid conversion is going to show, even if they have normal T4 and T3 levels, elevated levels of reverse thyroid hormone, which blocks your thyroid gland and your mitochondria. So there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. And the average doctor is clueless in terms of knowing the complexity of the hormonal interaction with all these, including growth hormone, which a lot of time when women are going menopausal, they don't just have female hormone or thyroid and disturbances in cortisol, elevated stress hormones. They actually may have somatopause or low growth hormone levels too. So another what I call the, it's like a hormone salad. There's a lot of imbalances present. Interesting, eh?
And that is. And do you notice that that's happening more commonly today? That there's
I use one of my sarcastic metaphors. If you're going to live to be, say, 70, you don't want to find out your life years is 35, and the last 35 years is your death years. In other words, years when you're getting sick, decrepit, in pain, and have to, you know, be in a wheelchair or have serious health problems. The problem is you want to make sure that your death years is a matter of weeks rather than 35 years. But more and more of the population are getting old, young, and suffering the last number of years with not only health problems, but mental problems, dementia, heart disease, hypothyroidism, you know, diabetes going crazy, causing kidney damage and peripheral neuropathy or renal failure. And the lack of thyroid function is a major aggravator of that, because virtually every major disease has a hypothyroid and a decreased mitochondrial function component to the disease, whether it's diabetes, obesity, dementia, depression, depending on the body compartment. For example, people who are depressed have decreased what we call brain hypothyroidism. People don't realize you can have a body compartment where the activation of thyroid hormone is deficient in one compartment and not okay in another. So your brain may be normal, but your body's abnormal, especially our groups of tissues like adipose tissue. So when you look at someone who's overweight, their adipocytes are actually shut off, and they're metabolically inactive. That's why you can do a thermogram and see that their body's fat cells are acting like they're in suspended animation. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm. And so I was wondering about, so I know iodine helps with deiodination of T4 to convert into T3.
Five-prime deiodinase.
Right. Yeah. So what happens, the T3 delivers oxygen to your muscle and cells, but I was wondering, people who take Synthroid, does that T4, you know, really...
It's the stupidest thing you can imagine. Take levothyroxine or Synthroid. You want to take a glandular that has all the components. T4, T3, reverse T3, T2, etc. And it has the cofactors to help you by 5' deiodination. You need neutrodyne and 6 other minerals that are minerals plus, as well as forskolin. We call it fat mobilizer, but it also mobilizes thyroid. It helps the 5' deiodinase convert T4 to T3. So if you're not taking the conversion factor supporter things like minerals plus and forskolin, and even cell detox glutathione that can help, and you're basically not going to have very active or very vigorous bioconversion of T4 to T3. Neutrodyne helps that dramatically. When you take that along with the other cofactors, it dramatically improves your ability of your body in each compartment to adjust the thyroid conversion, because each compartment has like a push-pull, like almost like a, in a carburation in a car, we actually have a choke. This is in the sense there's an autonomic choke on the bioconversion of T4 to T3 in every tissue of your body, whether it's internal organs like your liver or your adipose tissue or your brain. There's an organ-specific choke determining how fast the body converts T4, which is a pre-hormone, to T3. So when people measure blood levels, your body's not a hopper, you know. This is the stupid thing about blood tests. It just measures what's in your blood. That tells me Because, for example, if your magnesium drops below 1.1 milligram per deciliter, what happens to your heart? It stops. So thyroid in your blood just tells me the organs that are directly perfused by the thyroid are probably going to be okay. But with organs that are deep inside your body, like liver and kidneys and brain and so on, measuring a blood level won't tell you exactly what's going on in that organ. Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm. So my question with the synthroid is, when delivering synthetic T4 and it's being converted, is that T3 actually delivering oxygen and energy to the muscles?
It basically uncouples oxidative phosphorylation, because T3 locks on the crystal Golgi of mitochondria. And uncouples it, so you start generating the pyruvate or the Krebs cycle, or I heard another name for the cycle as well. But the fact is that you're going to generate, if you have glycogen, for example, or sugar, glucose, you make 32 ATP for each glucose molecule going through the pyruvate Krebs cycle. If you don't have oxidative phosphorylation, which means you don't have T3 present to oxidatively convert, you only generate anaerobically two. So in other words, without thyroid action, your body can degrade sugar to only 2 ATP anaerobically, and once you have T3, it can do it aerobically and create 32, which is 16 times more energy.
So is that synthetic T4 actually being converted into a T3 that can provide the correct oxygen?
I strongly don't recommend they ever take synthetic T4. It's one of the stupidest things doctors have done for the past 50 years. T4, you should never take synthetic levothyroxine or synthroid. You should take a glandular, and the best glandular contains and supports thyroid and adrenal, because there's the two horses that pull the plow of metabolism, and hypothalamus, that produces our mitothyroid. So when someone has hormone deficiency, if they're type 2 hypothyroid or type 1, where they got antithyroid antibodies and their thyroid peroxidase enzyme levels are elevated, their adrenal hormones are going to try to compensate and get high. So, if your doctor thinks he knows what he's talking about, have him talk to me, and after a few minutes, he'll realize he knows nothing.
And so, Neutrogena is a good tool for those.
It's one of the major things. It's like if you're a master airline mechanic, this is one of the major set tools. If you don't have it, you can't work on an airliner. The airliner, your body and your mitochondria, without T3 activated, by monatomic iodine. And activating the T4 to T3 conversion through 5' deiodinase, you're in big trouble. In our culture that puts fluoridation and chlorination in water and has pesticides that are primarily halides, it's all very toxic to mitochondria. It's also feminizing, and there are genotoxins and abortive fascia. So they induce abortion, they cause genotoxicity, and they're neurotoxic, so they interfere with brain cells and the mitochondria in your astrocytes. So all bad, it's all bad.
You see, and that question came from, because somebody told me that they were taking Synthroid and, they no longer felt cold anymore, but they were still tired. And I was kind of trying to figure out, if you just give synthetic...
Well, they might be converting one compartment, let's say around the brown fat, so their core temperature is elevated, but their brain level of T4 to 3 conversion may be deficient. So they can have central nervous system hypothyroidism while they're still peripherally euthyroid. It's not good. And also, don't take Cytomel, which is T3 in a release matrix. I told them years ago, decades ago, do not make Cytomel, which is a slow-release T3, because it's not physiological. Your body's not a hopper. You don't just dump things in the top of the bloodstream, and then it fixes each organ. Your autonomic nervous system regulates the pathways through autonomic control of your deiodination activation process. So you need the T3, you need the Neutrodyne there, but if you don't have autonomic control, you're not going to bioconvert. So it's more complex than they want to believe. But they want to think the body's a hopper. You can just chuck stuff up the top and it'll be fine. It's not. That's why Synthroid doesn't work. Interesting, eh? Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.